Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you. Want to let you know that if you want to know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns, you can get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Coming up later today, we will, of course, get into our look at, of course, the tight end position. And if we have time, we'll also get into the offensive line as we continue our postseason reviews and grades. We've already gotten a little bit into that. We have done quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. You can get the recaps of those right now at clevelandbrowns.com. But obviously, today's letter from Jimmy Haslam, the big story. A lot of people fired up, want to talk about it, so we will continue that right now. Don in Solon, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, bud.
Not too bad. Hey, let me preface this. I'm 55 years old, lived here my whole life. I've talked to you gentlemen before, and I'm just as disgusted as anybody else is, okay? That being said, your first caller that called on before Terry Pluto got on, and thank you for him, too, because I think he is an extremely fair journalist, mm-hmm. like you guys are, is indicative of a fan, too many fans, listening to too many of these media people, local and otherwise, that are just out for themselves, okay? I'm sorry if I'm being gruff on this, but, you know, I listened to Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner's press conference. And then after the press conference was over, I didn't listen to sports talk, okay, because I heard what I heard. I didn't need anybody else telling me what I just heard, okay? And one of the things that I remember hearing, you can correct me if I'm wrong, okay, was he said, Jimmy Haslam said, and maybe Joe Banner said it too, this could take 1 week, this could take a month. We want to get it right.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, the next time you will hear from me is when we are announcing who our head coach is going to be. What part of that don't these fans understand? They want to get this constant nurturing. I understand this, but all it does is benefit the sports talk world. I'm telling you, I think the best thing that happened for some of these people in the media, a lot of them, okay, was that this firing happened. I think some of these people personally were like all giddy about it because now their jobs all got a lot easier.
It provided fodder. There's no part of that that I disagree with in terms of your assessment, and I'm not. And by the way, we're in the same business as others who look for fodder and discussion, and this has been as much material for us as it has been for anyone else. I don't like it, and being in the building and being part of what I hope is a team, like the fans who aren't in the building and media that aren't in the building, hope that the team experiences the turnaround we all want it to. But at the same time, content is content. This is part of the story. We're telling it, and we want to tell it the best way we possibly can, of course. But I thought what you just described is a perfect kind of assessment of things, and it's your choice to say, look, I'll hear what the source has to say about it and how they laid it out and follow it accordingly. And I pretty much fall along those same lines, but I'll say this. You don't have to believe, and I don't sit there and always have to believe everything that you're being told by the people who run the football team. It's our prerogative to take certain pieces of that and say, okay, that makes sense. I heard Terry Pluto say this. It isn't Banner's goal to run this team into the ground and make the, as you hear people perceive this, and destroy the Browns, right? I mean,
right.
That's the perception.
That is fair.
And that's incredibly stupid to think that would be the case. That's not what's going on here. But you don't have to agree with how he's doing it. You don't have to like the style. You don't have to like the what he says or how he says it. But they are the people that are doing this, and we just deal with results. Right now, there is every reason to be skeptical, every reason to be cautious and not buying into what you're hearing or every bit of what you're hearing. But at least this much I'm going to allow. Let it happen. Let a hiring occur. Let the response be whatever the response is. And until we get to that point, I'm not going to say the game is over, the season's dead, the future's hopeless, until we actually see how it plays out.
Right.
Can we at least do that?
That's what we need to do. And I think that he brought up a very good point and a very good way of looking at this. They didn't say that it was going to be done in a week. They didn't say. The other thing that has not been said or reported is that, A, they have offered anybody the head coaching job.
Right.
Or, B, that anybody's turned it down because it hasn't been offered. Nobody's been offered.
And officially, who that person is. We are working from what has been reported. And
right.
I'm by the way, I'm not saying those reports are wrong or aren't close to the truth or whatever, but it's you got to have a wary eye toward that. And we're not getting the blow by blow, and that's what people want. All right, well, if you don't want us to believe all those reports, then give us straight.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
It's not a Browns thing. It's an NFL thing. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You're competing. Now the response is, okay, there's no competition left. So, all the six other teams fill their jobs. Only one of 32 teams does not have a coach, and as of right now, that is the Cleveland Browns. But guess what? Colleges hire coaches too. There's still other opportunities out there that you look at, and possibly teams that want to retain coaches, this has happened before, can give them deals to say, look, stay here as a coordinator another year and then pursue it next year, or we'll write you up this deal so that you'll get paid at a level that recognizes your head coaching timber, and then maybe you're our next head coach. You know, whatever, because other teams do what this team does. You want to plan for the present but also plan for the future.
Exactly. And it's funny, you know, as everybody talks about the national media is piling on. Adam Schefter just tweeted this. For as much as some are questioning them, the Browns are in a great spot. They're the last to hire. They can wait for coaches or hire anyone else. Good position. So at least Adam Schefter, he sees that it can be in a good position for the Browns now at this point. There is no rush. There is no competition with anybody in the National Football League for the people that they want to get. We got another Don on the line in Rocky River. Don, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, yeah, first of all, I think you gave out grades the other day, and you gave Fs to all these people. It would have to go straight to Haslam as a big F. You start off with off-field issues, F. You start off with the people he hired, and the same thing you said last year. Oh, well, wait a month. This may take a day or a month. We want to get it right. They effed on that one since they fired all their coaches. They effed on free agents. You talked about clearing out all that cap space. We'll talk about the dead contract. We're talking right now. We're not talking hypothetical of these guys turning all pros like Devon Best and that other cat from Baltimore. Then you go to the draft, and you really start to laugh about an F there. So right now, I have F for Haslam, F for the two guys or two other guys underneath them, Lombardi and Banner. And it looks like Chudzinski was a scapegoat.
Okay. You know what? That's fair. 4-12, you don't get passing grades. And if you want to give them all Fs, they deserve Fs. Everybody associated with 4-12 could get an F. I think there were some who performed better than others on the field. We've done that, and we haven't given Fs to everybody, but we've been pretty fair, I think, with our grading and accurate, and we've got more of that to come. As you mentioned, Nathan, we're going to get into O-line, try to get our tight ends, and then O-line, we hope, through today's show. But we adjust, too. The letter from Jimmy Haslam's changed a lot of the topic du jour, so we're dealing with that as well. But look, I don't have a problem with Don and Rocky River wanting to give Fs to the people who run the football team. I think in their mind, they deserve what they're getting. They said that too at the press conference, that there's no reason for people to sit there and feel good about what they've done because the results are the results.
And the results have not been good, and the results have not been at the level that they want, which is why changes have been made, and they are going to do everything they can to get the results to the level that both they and you want, because I think they are ultimately very much the same things. Brian in Westlake, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks for calling.
Passionate about this subject. I have a comment and then I have a question I'd love to get an answer from you guys on. My comment is to Mr. Haslam, I don't know if he listens or not, but I would personally like to thank him for not only being visible, but vocal and also passionate. I'm the guy who said from 99, and I've been a season ticket holder since 07, so not as long as a lot of these other guys, but who, when I see a shot of the owner's box and this team is following it up on the field and he's clearly angry, or when they do something well and he's clearly excited about it, showing passion, like he gives a damn not only about this town, but about the team that he spent $1 billion to purchase and to get involved in ownership in, and to renovate stadium that clearly is at the bottom of the league as far as, you know, the way it looks and the way it's presented. I mean, this guy cares. I like that. I like seeing him in a press conference where his face turns three shades of red because he's embarrassed, and he should be right now. And anybody who doesn't think that Banner or Lombardi is on the line here if this coaching thing goes wrong again is mistaken. If you don't think that he won't fire somebody else to make this thing right, then I don't know what team you follow.
Well put. Well put, Brian.
Yes.
In Westlake, I couldn't agree more with the last point you made, that Rob Chudzinski and that coaching staff were shown the door for 4-12, 11 months after it began. And yes, there are other shoes that will fall if this continues. If 4-12 or worse or not much better is what 2014 brings. So are they well aware of that? Yes. Is there a sense of urgency and pressure in this building? Absolutely. It's palpable. We can feel it. We're here. We can feel it.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So, yes, Brian, I thought, was very astute in assessing Jimmy Haslam's emotions and passion and connection to this thing. He's very focused on this. He's all in terms of the emotional investment, and he didn't sign up to be part of the National Football League so he could be embarrassed by that. He wants to be one of those prominent owners with a prominent football team, show up at those league meetings, and when he's rubbing elbows with the Jerry Joneses and the Robert Krafts and those other people, he's doing so with a club that has credibility. Right now he doesn't have that, and he's trying to gain that. He does not want, and this is not to take a gratuitous cheap shot at Randy Lerner, his predecessor, but Randy Lerner totally, regardless of whatever his team did on the field, and unfortunately all of it was bad during his tenure, most of it was bad, that he chose to be the wallflower. He wanted nothing to do with expressing the emotion. If you heard he was upset, you had to hear about him being upset. With Jimmy Haslam, it's very visible.
There's no question it is very visible, and you know what he wants. He is here to win, and I think that it is good. Listen, people are saying he should have had a press conference. Well, he had a press conference a couple of weeks ago, and it was tough, and he stood there and took it, and yes, his face got red at times, and he was upset, but I think the fact that he is taking – he doesn't need to do this. He doesn't need to send a letter if he doesn't want to. He's the owner of the Browns, and nothing anybody out there listening who says is going to do anything about it. I think it's good that he has an opportunity to at least reach out and took the opportunity to do so. I took some solace in that. I thought it was pretty darn good. So we'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll continue to hear from you. We'll get into some tight end evaluation, much, much more as we roll on here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Take it in, take a ball.